We are back with Cheryl Collins, Riley County historian here at News Radio KMAN, and touching base on some of the pop culture of 1950. And we're just taking a look back at the year 1950,
right,
from a lot of different perspectives. We've got about 10 minutes here in the program, but let's go to the phone first. Tom's on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Dave. Cheryl, enjoying your comments about the 50s in my teenage years.
Yes.
The current health crisis reminds me of what happened in the 50s in polio. I don't know if we've discussed it yet. Would be interested in your comments, and I'll hang up and listen.
I don't know enough about the polio aspect, but I know that Rotary Club has been very involved in that. And
right, and worldwide eradication,
yes,
because it's been eradicated in the United States for quite some time. But he's absolutely right. Polio was a significant fear in the 1950s, and 1950 was no exception. They did have some outbreaks in the country, not in Manhattan that year, I don't think. It was interesting. Not recently, the Flint Hills Discovery Center had an exhibit with an iron lung in it, and that exhibit was very interesting because Manhattan did get an iron lung in the 1950s. The American Legion raised the money for that, and then they stored it in the Manhattan Community Building, and the fire department helped bring it to different hospitals in the area that needed it because, of course, polio weakens your muscles and weakens them to the point that you can't breathe. So that iron lung would keep you breathing while your muscles hopefully recovered.
So fascinating.
Polio itself would be a topic that would be an interesting topic sometime. Put that on the list.
Movies, were a big thing always. You know, it was an event to go to an opening of a movie, and had some good stuff there.
In 1950, the movies were a major part of our local entertainment. Not only the movie theaters downtown with the Wareham and the State Theater and some of those, and in Aggieville, but also the drive-ins. So movies, people I think went to movies quite a lot in 1950.
That was one of the biggest, most popular forms of entertainment of the day. What were some of the big movies in 1950?
Well, some of them in 1950 were Cinderella, and I'm assuming that's the Disney Cinderella.
I can think of nothing I'd rather watch at a drive-thru than Cinderella.
Or Samson and Delilah. And that one didn't spring to mind, but Sunset Boulevard
is
a 1950 movie. And, of course, that one I know. And Father of the Bride. In fact, I've seen Father of the Bride on TV fairly recently. King Solomon's Mines, and then Annie, Get Your Gun. And, of course, that was a film version of the popular live show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those are some of the movies that were.
And, I always like to learn more about music in 1950. There was such a transition with music, with the big band sound of the 30s and 40s becoming a little bit jazzy. But there was also a little what we would kind of call an Americana type aspect to it before really rock and roll kind of became fairly dominant.
And we
lot of country western, too.
In 1950, we're on the cusp of rock and roll.
Yeah.
That was one of the things that became apparent to me as I was looking at songs. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of still in that pop, as you said, Americana phase. But then, boy, rock and roll is just ready to burst on the scene.
The big song of the year is Goodnight Irene.
Yes. And, of course, that's an old traditional song, I think. Gordon Jenkins and the Weavers.
I believe it has an Irish background, if I recall correctly.
That makes sense. And a lot of our traditional songs in the United States, I think, came through those routes.
Mm-hmm. And some other big hits from 1950.
Mona Lisa, Nat King Cole.
Oh, he was so good.
Yes. He kind of is symbolic of that 1950s contemporary
type. One of the smoothest voices.
Yes.
Absolutely.
The Third Man theme. And I thought it was interesting on the list of the, the top songs in 1950, the Third Man theme shows up twice, one by Anton Karas and the other one by Guy Lombardo.
See, and the Karas was the theme from the actual movie, The Third Man.
Okay.
and then Guy Lombardo, as he did, you know. And that was one of the things that was very popular. A lot of artists would recreate a song. And there are a number of songs that were remade back in the 40s and 50s
right.
by popular artists, and Guy Lombardo is one that, you know, is legendary.
Put their own spin on it. Yes.
You know,
yes.
So the theme that the version that Guy Lombardo had a little bit more of a big band sound to it than the Anton theme. But 1950 also, and this is significant here for us, you know, and there was music played here at News Radio KMAN. It wasn't News Radio KMAN. It was just K-Man at the time. But we went on the air June 4th of 1950. And you brought in a whole bunch of articles that apparently came for the Mercury from that time frame.
Yes.
And there was something here that I thought was just really fun to go through, and that was the program lineup.
Yes, I thought that was really interesting, too. The newspaper would publish what was going to be on in the radio. And that lineup's really interesting.
And it started at 6 a.m. We went on the air at 6 a.m. and then ended at 8.
Because the license had sunup to sundown.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I guess that fluctuated as the light fluctuated through the year.
Stations with that were already on that same frequency had different power. And so you had to regulate your power for stations that may have had 24-hour clearance.
So you were making way.
Exactly. And those stations, you know, their power would change at sundown.
Okay.
So that's, you know, we had to make room for those. But we had variety musical shows. There was news for 5 minutes and then morning music for 25. A little different balance these days, right?
Yes.
Well, of course, you know, we're all news now, news and sports, but Yawn Patrol, that's one. I don't know what Yawn Patrol is.
Yeah,
if there's any old K-Man listeners out there, I got to hear what Yawn Patrol is. I got to hear what Coffee and Cakes was. That was a 15-minute program at 7:30. I can imagine that was just interesting discussion. Breakfast with a Star.
So who were the stars?
I have no idea.
And I wonder if was it syndicated stars like a – I don't know.
Well, there weren't a whole lot of networks in those days.
No.
But, you know, we did that was part of the program lineup. But there was a – then they would have and most of the programs back in those days were in 15-minute segments.
Yes.
Woman's program. There was a musical show, party. Town Topics. That's what we have here.
In Focus.
Basically is what we have. And then, you know, news would come back at 11, and then there was a musical interlude where, you know, you might play things off of wax cylinders or 78s at the time, because 33s were, they were just coming around, but it was still mostly 78s. You know, they used to have a lot of transcription.
How about the 45s?
Records. 45s came along quite a bit later. I think they came along right around that same time. I don't know how prominent they became, but
we'll look at that.
The jukeboxes, you know, I almost bought a jukebox that played 78s. Yeah. It was a really expensive jukebox at an auction. But here's, you know, some of the other things. You know, they would have a morning farm report, weather report, marching along, and baseball in the afternoon.
Yes.
And I saw on here that the first ball game they broadcast was the Dodgers and the Cubs.
Yes. And they had a deal with this Liberty Broadcasting System.
Yeah.
So that they would have baseball. And I thought that was really interesting because that occurred on the second day that K-Man was broadcasting.
You know, and one of the major obstacles K-Man had was the 51 flood because the studios were downtown near the community
ground.
House. Wow. This is always a fun show. Always appreciate you coming in. I know our listeners do as well. Look forward to having you back next month.
Well, thank you. It's
and
fun
you
to look
And you are
back.
Open.
We are open at the Raleigh County Historical Museum at the present time. You can always give us a call, 785-565-6490, and make sure we're still open.
Okay. You may be the last live guest we have in here for a while because we're making arrangements to do many of our interviews via phone. City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Yusha Reddy were scheduled to be tomorrow. We'll see how that goes at City Day because we'll have City Commission meeting tomorrow night.
You have to adjust.
Yes, we do. After CBS News, here in just a couple of moments, it's the GMCF Community Hour with the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. Vern Henriks and a number of guests are going to be joining us here at News Radio KMAN. Thanks to Cheryl Collins and Stephen Schaefer producing on KMAN's In Focus.